Hey, it's Justin Myers. Be sure to listen to the Justin and G Show tomorrow at 10. Do you got plans for next fall? Well, the NFL will let you know where you're going to be watching the Seahawks. The schedule is released. We'll let you know at 10. It's Justin and G.
This is Danny, Dave, and Moore.
Live from the Alaska Airlines Studios at 710sports.com and the 710 Seattle Sports app.
It is Danny, Dave, and Moore, and we start now the Jerry DePoto Show. And it starts out, we found out just how nice a guy Jerry DePoto is last week, because in one of the many moments in which I either butcher English or do other malaprops, I called him the manager of the Seattle Mariners last week because I'm an idiot, and he didn't even correct me. So general manager Jerry DePoto is with us now. Jerry, you're a scholar and a gentleman for not pointing out how stupid I was last week.
I also apparently have poor listening skills, and I wish I would have popped in. Obviously, glad to join again.
Oh, we appreciate having you. It was a heck of a win yesterday. Deho Lee is a pretty fun player to root for. A tough homestand, but a really bright end to it with Deho's home run. What have you seen from him in the first week and a half, and what made you guys put him on the team?
First, what we saw from him, the power that you've seen here, a couple of home runs on this homestand, and the ability to hit the ball out of our ballpark to left field consistently is something that not a lot of right-handed hitters have. So, if we can tap into a little of that with Deho, then great. He had an up-and-down spring for us, but we saw enough with his ability to stay on left-hand pitching, and his history in both Korea and Japan suggested it would be a good fit for us. He had a good way about him on the field, and there was really nothing to be lost if we ventured into the season and gave him an opportunity, and so far the results have been pretty good. Most importantly, though he's not hit for a tremendous average at this point, which makes him one of many, he's played great defense at first base, which has really been a pleasant surprise, and frankly, he's really good in the clubhouse. His teammates really gravitate toward him from the get-go.
Jerry, the 1-5 homestand, a lot of Mariner fans are concerned, wondering if it's going to be the same old Mariners. What concerned you the most during the homestand?
Really not a lot of concern. I would rather have been 5-1 than 1-5. But at the end of the day, I look at it from a different perspective. I've not been tormented by years of being in a similar circumstance. But we played extremely well in Texas. We played poorly for the first five games of our homestand, and found a way to pull one out yesterday. I look at it that we're two games back with 153 to play. The season is long, and perspective is everything. We've received more than enough pitching to make a run at this thing, and we have more than enough offense that once it starts clicking, I can't tell you what our offense is going to look like, come October. But I can tell you that we're better than we've shown, and we've got players with history that suggest we're better than we've shown, and eventually the train will get on track.
Jerry, rate Taijuan Walker's performance for us so far. I know, again, it's early, but he got himself out of some jams the other day, and he's an awfully young kid. Talk about his start to the season.
I thought he did a great job yesterday of kind of gathering himself after a rough first inning. And that's the sign of a maturing pitcher. And we saw something very similar last Saturday from Nate Carnes. And Nate was not able to finish it off the way that Taijuan did yesterday. But those are good signs from your fourth and fifth starters when they can, the train wobbles a little on the tracks in the early going, and then they get you back on track and give you an opportunity to win a game. And I think that's an important thing to take from yesterday, is that Taijuan put himself in a position to get a win. We didn't deliver. The rest of the team was there to pick up the pieces in the end. But, for a guy who was trying to figure himself out in the first inning, to finish the way he did by just turning up the volume, and most of the day he was 92, 93. That last hitter, when he had a chance to put a finish on it, he dialed it up to 95, 97, and I think gave the club a real strong feeling. And yesterday, I thought we put together good at-bats. Taijuan gave us a good performance. I thought, with the exception of one pitch to Delino DeShields, our bullpen delivered spot on. And if we play more games like that, we're going to be just fine.
We're talking with Jerry DePoto. He's with us every Thursday at 3:30, the Jerry DePoto Show. And Jerry, you talked in the offseason about building a team that, fits the park, and we certainly saw the improved outfield defense, especially Leonis Martin, both his range and the arm he had that the Rangers weren't going to test. You're also seeing that there's a challenge for building an offense in this park. What sort of factor do you think Safeco Field plays for the home hitters?
You know, again, I'll go back to this. I don't want to make too little of a rough homestand, but I'm not terribly concerned. I'm not reaching for a red button because we had a rough week with the bats. It's we have a good offensive team, and this club does get on base. I don't have a stat sheet in front of me, but I'm fairly certain that the combination of Adam Wynn, Franklin Gutierrez, Robinson Cano, Kyle Seager, these guys are not going to collectively throw out an on-base percentage of about 200. So eventually we'll start clicking, and this group will get on base, and we'll start moving runners around the bases. And now right now, unfortunately, we only had two or three hitters that were hot for the entire homestand and did their thing the way they normally do. So to get too far out ahead and say that the park is causing a concern, I think is, to me, a dramatic step I'm not yet willing to take. I think we have a good offense that should acclimate very well to this ballpark. We just had a rough week.
The other thing we saw was Steve Cishek when he came in yesterday, and he had to throw two innings, which is probably longer than most outings in his career, and I'm not even sure the last time he'd gone two innings. Strikes out the side in the second inning with a little bit of emotion. How's he thrown? He's one of the guys you're hoping to have a bounce-back year for you.
Yeah, I think Steve, again, his bounce-back actually occurred in the second half of last year, and he did perform well once he unfortunately have a bad start to his season last year, and it got back on track for him about midway through May. And, you know, we've seen this from him in the spring. The velocity is up from where it was a year ago. His slider command is improving with every day he throws. He's had an excellent big league career. I think what we've seen from him in the first handful of outings is that, you know, one poorly timed fastball to Chris Coughlin on Friday night aside, he's been really good. I mean, he attacked his zone in each of his outings. I look forward to Steve putting it together. He's not going to be perfect. You know, like every other closer in the league, he's going to blow a save, and you're going to have to live with those moments. But we have confidence that he's going to deliver more than not.
Hey, Jerry, is that typical for you to stay even-keeled emotionally? Because I got to admit, after the second and third games in Texas, I'm going, man, these guys are great. It's really different. And then they come home. You guys come home, and I'm going, oh, well, what the heck happened to that team that we saw there in Texas? Are you able to just limit the disappointment and even the elation and just stay even keeled throughout this?
I don't know how well I do that. I do know that I, too, was disappointed by the homestand. I can't tell you I was thrilled with the way we played for 5 days, but, you know, disappointed is a lot different than dejected. And I'm not going to allow myself to be dejected by a week. It's why I jokingly, when I was on last week and even coming out of Texas when we were everybody's darling, the one thing I jokingly said to everybody was, you know, now we just have to see if we can hold it together for the next 159 games. The baseball season is long. You're going to lose 4 and 5 games in a row. I wish it wouldn't have happened in our first 4 or 5 games at home on the season, but this is that we feel like this is a good baseball team, and I believe in this group. Scott believes in this group. You know, I hope the fans can embrace this group. We didn't give them much reason, to be honest with you, in our homestand. But you know, as I said, you can view the glass as half full or half empty. And if with 153 left to play, I'm going to take the full because I think this is still the same group that was on the field in Texas that got everybody excited, and I think we'll do it again.
Everyone talks about it being early, and there's a different definition for early. When do you have an idea of what you have in a team? Is it after 30 or 40 games, maybe the end of May, middle of May, or do you have anything like that?
I think you divide the season in thirds. You know, the first third of the season, you watch your club, you assess, you figure out what kind of team you are and what your needs may be. The second third of the season, you go out and you identify the players or the pieces that may fit your needs and make you a better team. And then the final third of the season, you make your run. And, you know, I think that's the way you, when you draw it up on paper in the off season, you know, you look at it, in my opinion, is you break it into three parts. And you know, we'll find out after a third of the season goes by, you know, where we stand. I think one of our the guys up in the front office equated it to this the other day. You know, when we finished this homestand, we were roughly at halftime in the first game of an NFL season. So, you know, I understand the concerns with the fact that we just didn't score runs, and more importantly, we didn't hit. And we didn't play well for the 5 days of the homestand. But at the end of the day, the baseball season is a long one. I feel like we do have the components, and we are still in a position where we have the chance to do good things. And fortunately for us, there is plenty of season left, and this division did not run away from us while we struggled for 5 days.
Jerry, was that Adamack that gave you that football analogy there?
No, it was actually Jack Mossman, who is our the manager of our minor league ops, and he came up with it. I told him I was going to use it. It's a good one.
Okay, well, I was going to accuse Adamack of stealing that from our show because we said that yesterday, Jerry, about halftime of an NFL season. So
of an NFL game.